do you campaign if you're limited to being in Manhattan? Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Well, maybe you grab a few pizzas and go see the folks at the local firehouse. I want you to listen to this. Donald Trump shows up. Go ahead, roll that. Donald Trump shows up at a local firehouse, and he delivers pizzas yesterday. Here's just a quick blurb of that.
Real quick, Trump's just outside of a fire station after leaving court. He's got pizza for the guys. This is typical Trump. Let's poke in and see what he's up to right there.
All right, so he delivers pizza pies, takes pictures, shakes hands with New York's finest, FDNY. Yes, he does it. Yeah, and that's how he makes it work. He could probably carry Manhattan if he's there every day. I mean, everybody wants to see the guy. You know who else people want to see? Ivy. No question about it. They ask all week long. And guess what? I've got good news for you. Here she is. Ivy's back on Free for All Friday. Ivy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you?
Happy to be here. I'm great.
Good.
It's Friday. Fri-yay.
Fri-yay. All right. What's your big take for the week? What's your big takeaway on everything that's going down? I mean, what a week it's been, huh?
I mean, all of these protests at universities, Columbia, UCLA, it's crazy. I cannot believe it. I mean, coming from a woman who worked really, really hard to pay herself through college and still had some student debt, not a lot, but some, it's just infuriating to see that. It's like, if I want to get to school, if I have a goal and a purpose and I'm paying to be there, then I have a right to be there. Get those people out of there. That is a huge disturbance.
Let me be clear about this. You went to college. You got a loan. You signed a contract where you agreed to pay that money back so you could go to college and do better for yourself in life. Is that all correct?
It's correct.
Yeah.
And I don't expect someone else to pay for it for me.
So you don't want to go down the street and knock on doors and say, hey, will you pay my student loan back? You don't think that's a good idea?
No.
Okay.
But I have self-responsibility, you know, and I don't think that that's right for anyone to ask. And on top of that, if you agreed to pay the money, you owe it, buddy.
Furthermore, I would say this. If you got busted on a college campus with one of these protests, breaking into the buildings and doing all of this, you're out. Your student loans are due immediately now. Call the loan. And by the way, you can never have another step on campus anywhere in the United States. That's just me. All right. Let's go to the hotline. What do you say? Let's do that. Melissa is on the line in North Carolina. Melissa, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
Okay. All these attacks on Trump in these court trials, what can be done? I mean, isn't it clear this is election interference? And what can be done about it? I mean, I haven't heard of any lawsuits against any of these people. I mean, who stops it when it's election interference?
Well, it's the legal system, and as Ivy and I can attest to you, there is a process involved here, and it's one step at a time process along. Not much you can do. Ivy, what happens here, as you know, is it'll go to the next level and the next level and the next level, and so he'll appeal. Yesterday was a terrible day in court for them. Their star witness yesterday, a former attorney for Michael Cohen, said, yeah, I put together non-disclosure agreements, hush money for Hulk Hogan and others. It didn't work out too well for him, did it?
No. You know, it was their plan, I think, the whole January 6th. By the way, going back to what I was saying earlier, there's a whole lot of people who were jailed for January 6th going into the Capitol.
Yeah.
And these folks, these kids that are at college campuses are doing far worse. But in terms of election interference, I think that is exactly what they were planning on doing, keeping him from being on the campaign trail.
That's right. And talk about no consequences. The January 6th people will remain in jail while these kids that broke into Hamilton Hall at Columbia and destroyed the library at Portland State and wrecked buildings at UCLA, they've all been set free. They face no consequences. And welcome to your country today. Marlene is on the line in Virginia. Marlene, welcome to the program, Free for All Friday. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. I just want to make 2 points. Always talking about the election fraud and the stolen election. And 2 points I want to make. I just like these Muslims in some states, like Rashida Tlaib in Michigan, Ilhan Omar in Minnesota. I just can't believe there was enough people that voted for these Muslims and sometimes re-voted. So this goes to the election fraud. But the other thing I want to
No. Hold on. Let me correct you on that. That's not election fraud. There are districts here where great numbers of Muslims and Arabs have either migrated in legally or been brought in as asylum seekers and all put in the same district in Minneapolis and outside of Detroit there. They concentrated.
Dearborn.
They created that. In Dearborn, they created this issue, Marlene. It wasn't election fraud, unless you call stacking the deck election fraud, which I could agree with that. I understand that point. Go on real quick.
Okay. The other thing I want to think is I think some of these citizens in Democratic cities are getting, you know, a bum rap because of the election fraud. I mean, maybe they were, you know, election fraud in these Democratic cities, but they're still saying, you know, when are these people going to wake up and realize what's happening and stop voting this way when maybe they didn't vote that way to begin with?
It's a fair point you make, Marlene. Maybe they didn't vote that way to begin with. You know, look, mail-in ballots, all of this stuff, it's all a problem. Ivy, you want something on that, or you want me to go to the next man?
I wonder, though, if the Muslim vote is going to be out for Democrats because of this whole Israel-Palestine issue.
Yeah, maybe they
stay home, and who knows what that will
be. That's why Minnesota's in play. If you go to Real Clear Politics, Minnesota, 2-point lead for Joe Biden right now. Don is in Ohio. We're going to go to the Buckeye State real quick. Don, how are you?
Good morning, Steve. Been a couple weeks since I've called in to you.
All right. What's on your mind?
These campus uprisings, you know, when they come down to it, over half of the people there are not even students. I feel this is nothing but a distraction. You know, that the World Health Organization has that treaty coming up, and they want Joe Biden to sign it. And nobody's talking about this. The American people are unaware of this.
We've talked about it quite a bit. It comes up on May the 28th. The World Health Organization wants autonomy and sovereignty over 190 countries worldwide on disease, and when they can declare a disease, could be climate change, could be small arms like your guns, could be the health crisis. They want control of everything. May the 28th, it's not really a treaty, by the way. A treaty has to be ratified by 67 members of the United States Senate. That's not going to happen. Great point you bring up, Don. I got to hit a break with Ivy. It's Free for All Friday.